Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. With me today, I have Kelly Gumond. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. And John Martellaro, how are you?
I am so excited. It's John and Kelly Wednesday. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, John.
Hey. Yeah, it's great to have both of you here. And knowing that we have a lot to say, I'm just going to jump us right in. And John, you, after yesterday's Let's Take a Field Trip media event where Apple introduced the new 9.7-inch iPad, the new education platform tools, and the Logitech Crayon stylus that's built on Apple Pencil technology, you wrote up how you felt about the whole event. And it wasn't all roses and puppy dogs.
I feel like we've been down this road before. You know, Apple loses focus, then they have a big event, and they roll out all this corporate technology that they push down out to the field sales and education. And it looks cool, and the media gets all excited, and it's a great vision for education. But you have this nagging feeling, I had it, that it didn't quite close the deal for schools in terms of convincing them that they needed to drop what they were doing with Chromebooks and Google tools and switch over to the iPads, especially considering the track record, the difficulties schools have had with iPads, the high cost, the lack of certain pedagogical tools in iOS. And it just kind of seems like we've been down this road before where Apple has this great vision and they get the media all excited about the vision, and the media tries to get readers all excited about the vision, and then you find out the schools have a more sober, financial, focused approach to their pedagogical decisions and their finances. And then you go, oh, well, it's great for some schools. Some schools will gladly embrace it. Mm-hmm. But by and large, the question in my mind is this going to turn the tide and get Apple back in a winning posture against Google and Microsoft? Or is it just a glorious vision that will be Apple will be struggling to implement for a long time? So I think the tools they rolled out were great, and I think it's exciting and it's very positive. But with that kind of pricing on the iPad, I don't think, even with the education pricing at $299, I don't think they can compete. I don't think they can win over as many schools as they would like to in order to resuscitate their efforts in education. So that was my mixed feeling about it.
All right, Kelly, what do you think?
Well, I have a bunch of strong feelings about this one. So for people playing along at home, I am a founding volunteer of App Camp for Girls. And Tim Cook said App Camp for Girls out loud where everyone could hear him.
Which was awesome.
Which was so exciting. And I promptly freaked out. And that was only a few minutes in. So after that, sort of, I kind of viewed the rest of it through this like dizzy happy haze of holy cow. For like the briefest instant in the world, Tim Cook might actually know who we are. And I thought that was pretty great. So for one, like, that was pretty awesome. But also, the problem that I think needs to be solved in education is twofold, and neither of the issues that schools have at the moment are things that are necessarily solved by an iPad. Now, I think it's great that they are sort of trying to go the EMAC route with the iPad and the Pencil. There's one thing about the Pencil I can tell you, which is that the cap, there's a whole cottage industry now of people who make little gizmos that you can use to keep the cap attached to the Pencil so you don't lose it. And you will need one. Now, think about multiplying that across a classroom. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we necessarily needed a new iPad for this. I would have been completely happy with better pricing on the existing model, to be completely honest.
I can tell you why we needed a new iPad for this.
Well, it's because of the pencil, because of the pressure sensitivity, adding the pressure sensitivity to a non-pro model. Like, I understand that.
Actually, no, it's not.
But then why?
It's because the new stylus, the Logitech Crayon, doesn't use Bluetooth for its connection. It's using a different radio frequency, which means Apple had to add a new chip into the iPad just for the Logitech stylus.
Okay.
Yeah, because the pressure sensitivity, that's actually built into the stylus itself, not into the display.
Okay.
Yeah, so it came down to if you want to use the crayon, then you have to have this one specific model because it's the only one that has the necessary tech to connect to that stylus.
Which also solves the problem of, hopefully, of charging it out the bottom of the iPad, which I have many words for that I'm not going to use on here, so you don't have to edit.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So we will go with how that was an ooh-la-la terrible idea and leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But the problem for a lot of schools is going to be purchasing these at $300 a piece. I know a number of people. Loads of my family are teachers. I know loads of people who are not in my family who are teachers, and they tell me all the time about like what pays for their Costco membership every year is the stuff that they buy and take to school because there's not enough money for copier paper or, you know, things like that. And so debuting the iPads is, you know, while that's a great idea for schools that can do that, I feel like the schools the most in need of that are also the schools the most in need of paper and, you know, water fountains that don't have lead in them, Portland Public Schools, and on and on and on. Like, there's lots of other stuff that schools need to be spending their money on, and schools never have enough money. Teachers are never paid enough money. You know, it's a very different thing to buy a classroom full of iPads than it is to buy a classroom full of Kleenexes, for example. So there's lots of stuff that I feel like needs to be focused on a little bit better here. So the first problem is that these things are great, but until Apple can sell basically a $99 iPad, I don't know how far they're going to get. And the problem is there are probably going to be people who are gun shy about this because they know they're not going to get the life out of this that they would get out of something else. Because Apple's pretty relentless in the march again, you know, in the march forward, you know, and leaving technology behind. And so to spend $300 on something and then basically find out that if you keep it up to date, like you should, John, and make sure that security updates are applied and that the latest version of the OS is on there that it can run, that's available. Like, maybe you're going to get 4 or 5 years out of this, and that's not necessarily the best return on investment for some schools, because that money could be better spent on something that has a longer lifespan.
Speaking of return on investment, one of the things I mentioned in my article was is that back in the school days of yore, when it was PC versus Mac, you could recoup your investment in the extra cost of a Mac by reduced cost for maintenance, because the PCs were nightmares to maintain. Mm-hmm. But because of the way the Chromebooks work, it's not possible to recoup your investment on the iPad. You're just going to spend more. And then from then on, you're going to spend more on maintenance and updates and things like that. Whereas with a Chromebook, as long as it's running and runs a browser, you're on, you connect to your account. So it's hard to say for a school person that, oh, we're going to recoup our investment for the extra money we spend on an iPad. It doesn't work.
Right. And for me, that's sort of frustrating because I want Apple to take a legitimate shot at this and get it right and have it work and make it be great. And I don't know that we're quite there yet. I think the crayon is a good idea. I would very much like to get my hands on one. Ask me what it's like when you have a room full of iPads with Apple Pencils and I'll tell you. And again, I'm not going to relate it here because I'm going to use words that would make Jeff have to edit.
Kelly, I'm curious. Is the crayon something that App Camp for Girls can get access to?
That's an excellent question. I would like to think so. We're going to have to reach out now that we've gotten a look at it and had a chance to find out more about it. I would much prefer it from an IT management standpoint, because a lot of that stuff falls to me, and man alive, would I like that, because you can't. Yeah, it's a whole thing. I would be very excited if the crayon was a thing that I could just distribute, and whichever one you pick up, you know, it's a little bit better paired and that kind of thing. So,
hey, I want to look at this from a different perspective than we have so far today, and different from what we did yesterday. I want to look at the new hardware announcements from the consumer side, and I'm curious what you guys think about this. Oh, and so here's the setup.
Is this the black keyboard?
I don't want to have to edit. The pricing on the keyboard, the Space Gray keyboard. Wait, oh no, you're talking about the Logitech keyboard?
No, I was talking about the Space Gray accessories
crap. The pricing on that, oh my God. Just no, I'm not going to make myself edit. So I'm going to pretend you didn't ask me about that. And and I'm going to talk about the new iPad from the consumer perspective. So 9.7 inch iPad, $329 with Apple Pencil support. I mean, I look at this iPad, and unless you have very specialized needs where an iPad Pro really is the right answer, this looks like the go-to iPad. Like if someone says, I need to get an iPad, what should I get? And they don't have any other like outstanding needs, I'm going to tell them, get the new 9.7 inch iPad. By the way, it works with Apple Pencil if you want to get one of those too.
It's really the sweet spot. The
past hour or so since our morning meeting. And I think the answer is that the iPad Pro will take another leap this summer at WWDC, where we'll see Face ID on all the new iPads, whereas the education tablet, the one that we're talking about, will be stuck with Touch ID. And so for a while, it'll look like it's close match between the two products, even though there's a big price differential. But then the iPad Pro will take another leap this summer, so maybe that won't be such a difficult decision then.
Yeah, I think it'll still be one of those things where if you don't have the need for the extra features, why spend twice the money?
Well, and which is totally true. And I'm with you 100%. But one thing that I do want to say is that I got an iPad Pro for Christmas, the 10.5. And that extra, it's not even an inch, but that extra little a smidge of acreage on the screen makes a huge difference to me.
I have one too.
Well, given the you know, I know there's 2 inches between a 13-inch laptop and a 15-inch laptop, and I've never missed. I used to have a 15-inch laptop. I bought a 13-inch laptop, and then I wondered what was wrong with past Kelly that I thought the 15-inch laptop was the way to go for all those years. So I never missed the additional real estate on a laptop screen. And when I got the first generation iPad Air, I loved it so much, so very much. And it was so great. And it was what I used until this last Christmas when I got my new one. And the difference between the two to me is astounding. I don't know why it should be, but it's that little bit of difference that I really, really, really enjoy.
When I went from a 13-inch MacBook Air to a 12-inch MacBook, I felt cramped, and I desperately want to go back to 13, even though it's only 1 inch. Yeah.
And I tried, like, the full-on iPad Pro, the
12.9-inch.
I don't know, the 12-point monolith, inch, whatever it is, and the Martellaro model iPad, because he wanted to be able to read magazines on it, and that thing is massive.
Especially when you put a case on it, it becomes more massive.
Yeah, like any kind of case, and that's one of the things, like, I love the size on the 10.5, so... Now, I know it's not for everybody, and yes, it is a dramatic amount more money. You can basically get two of the new ones for what an iPad Pro would go for. But if that's a thing that's important to you for whatever reason, like, it is definitely a thing to look at, because I didn't think it would be a difference I would really notice. I was just sort of looking at, oh, well, I want to be able to use the Pencil, and I want to be able to do all these things and, you know, do stuff with AppCamp, and so I feel like I need to get a Pro. instead of the current model iPad, which was the current model, you know, last November, December. And that difference is staggering. So I just want to point that out to people. Sometimes the screen, sometimes that amount of screen size can make a real difference. Now, if it's twice as much money difference, it may not be, but it's a thing to make sure it's on your list.
I saw a rumor, Jeff, can you confirm the other day that Apple's working on an iPad 10.5 that's a little bit bigger than 10.5?
Does
that ring a bell?
Okay, so the rumor is that Apple is working on an iPad that's about the same size as a 10.5-inch right now, but with a slightly larger screen because it'll have Face ID. So it's going to do like the iPhone X, where the display goes out pretty much to the edge of the bezel, and you gain that extra space because you don't have...
No bigger, no heavier, but maybe an 11-inch diagonal. That would be cool.
Yeah.
And then with an 11-inch display and a thin bezel and Face ID, we'll go, oh, no, I really want the iPad Pro. Yes.
All right. So I have my own hypothesis on why we're going to see Face ID on the iPad Pro this year. And it's because Apple tipped their hand yesterday, and they did it with GarageBand. So if you have an iPhone X with Face ID and you have GarageBand installed on it, you can use your facial movements to control what's playing.
What?
Yeah. Mm. So I'm going to do a tip.
Specific gestures like winking?
No,
or?
Squiggle your face around, make silly faces. And so it would be like if you had a piano keyboard in front of you and you're just kind of noodling around with your fingers and you're not really paying attention to what you're playing. It's just the motion is making music happen or sounds happen. It's the same thing. As you move your face and make different expressions and stuff, it's going to create different tones.
So it's a theremin that you operate with your face.
Yeah, it's a facial theremin. Yeah.
Now, why didn't they do this with iMovie?
Well, because in iMovie, it would probably be more about are you scrubbing through, doing edits and stuff, as opposed to actually creating the content initially.
Oh no, I'm talking about creating. So why not level up Animoji and now I can be Snoke in my own trailer for a thing?
That's a really good idea. Maybe that's something
that would be fun.
Maybe that's iOS 11.4, or excuse me, iOS 12.
I guess we'll find out in June. I'll find out in June.
Yeah, we will all find out in June.
By the way, I think 11.3 is due out any second.
Well, there was a totally unsubstantiated report yesterday that Apple was releasing iOS 11.3 during the education keynote. And I didn't believe it. So I wrote up a piece saying, here, I don't think this is happening. And now people are speculating, oh, well, it didn't happen yesterday when it was supposed to, so it's going to happen any time now. Sure, it could happen any time now, but there's nothing different today than there was yesterday or the day before to indicate that iOS 11.3 is about to drop. So sure, it could happen any day now, but Apple said spring, so it could be any week now.
Yeah, but they're on beta, what, six?
Six.
So that would suggest that the
we're definitely a lot closer to the release than we were.
Yeah. See, I wanted to mention that I saw an article the other day about Acer coming out with a Chrome OS tablet, and it's not significantly or any cheaper than the new iPad. But if a school is heavily invested in Google technology and wanted to buy a tablet, they might well consider a Chrome OS tablet from Acer.
Sure, of course.
That was just announced. Yeah, so maybe if you're interested, I'll send that to you. You can put it in the show notes if you're interested.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Hey, we are out of time, so we need to wrap up.
Wow.
Oh.
I know. John, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, it was fun. My pleasure.
It was. And Kelly, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks so much for having me.
And, it's great to have both of you here on the show. And John, it was interesting that in many ways you and I had the same take on yesterday's event. It's just that the way you expressed it was far more elegant than the way I did.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, and Kelly, the excitement that you had when App Camp for Girls was called out during the keynote, totally justified. I love App Camp for Girls, and I even support them through donations because that's how much I believe in what the group is doing. So I was excited too when they did the call out. So that was awesome. Hey, listeners, I am so glad that all of you are here today. Thank you for listening, and we will see everyone again tomorrow.